You thought that was funny. Holmberg's morning sickness. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you? K-U-P-D.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just a few minutes away for you getting the information you need to text a simple price. That's it. Doug Hopkins, $5,000 price game. It's coming your way just after 8 o'clock. And why would you do it? Why would you involve yourself? Well, it's a chance to get $5,000 put in your hand right there at U-Fest from our friend TV's Doug Hopkins. He's going to be up on stage with us. Five qualifiers throughout this week. One extra, a sixth. From people who listen on the app. You have to go on the app, 98KUPD app. You click on that. You enter this contest. Just say, hey, I'd like to play along. You accumulate listening hours, and at the end of it, they're like, here you go. You're our winner. So one of you listening on the app is going to walk out of there with a qualifying spot, too. Everybody gets U-Fest tickets, and then we stand on stage and draw a number, and it's Doug Hopkins handing you $5,000. How about that? That's going on all week, a little after 8 o'clock. We got that coming your way. And today, it's not even American money. Today, it's something called bot. I don't even know how to gauge that. Somehow or another, Toledo's travel agent makes him pay in foreign money to fly.
That seems weird.
I'm not questioning it. He's getting robbed.
He's not coming back.
No. He's got to run a couple favors for some guys. There's going to be some drugs and buttholes, I'm guessing.
He's going to be Brittany Griner.
Yeah.
He's going to be in jail over there.
And let me be the first to say, not supporting him. That'll prove, I hope he is, because then that'll prove I'm not a misogynist against Brittany Griner. I'm an American. And if Toledo goes down with drugs up his butt, we are no longer in support of him. You idiot. You knew what to do. Anybody goes down with drugs in their butt, I'm not a fan of yours anymore. You smuggle anything in your butt, we're pretty much not pals. Well, I mean, I'll take that back. There's one thing I'd like you to smuggle in your butt for a little while at least, but I'll take it back. It ain't going to stay there. You ain't walking away with it. Well, maybe. Anyway, it's time now for the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters, and it's Wings Day because it's Wednesday. Wings Day, Wednesday at Hooters, and you can choose your own Wings Day adventure. You know it by now. 20 wings, get 10 free. That's right there in-house, or you can take that home. But the big boy is the get-all-you-can-eat. All you can eat wings for $15.99. You sit down at your table and you go until you can't go no more. Either way, you're going to win, and we'll see you tonight at Hooters. Brady, reported.
Good Wings Day morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
It's also National Banana Day.
All right.
Bananas are botanically berries because they grow from flower with a single ovary that contains seeds.
Huh.
All berries and fruits.
Ovary.
Now I really don't even want to eat bananas anymore. No. Bringing up ovaries.
You had the word ovary
stuff
involved, and I'm not interested in that.
Recent poll on bananas, 29% of Americans say they like to eat the bananas when they're at least partially green.
Yeah.
6% prefer the bananas to be mostly green.
Some of them eat them all rotten.
50% like them when they're all yellow.
I watched a guy, was at Bill Luke Jeep a while ago, in that horrible intersection of it's like 23rd Avenue and Camelback. They've got a
avenue right there.
Dude, but this makes the avenue people realize We're too close. Like 23rd Avenue and Camelback is blech. And there's a convenience store in the corner. There's always something brewing. Always something going on there. And a dude was eating a banana. And it took me a second to realize I'm sitting at the stoplight. Well, that was the one where I just saw two people just run across the thing and smashing into each other. And then one dude runs into the side of a car because they were chasing each other to fight. That intersection is the worst. But he's crushing a banana. And I couldn't figure what it was. He's standing on the road because it was black. Like the peel was black, and I'm looking, and he's taking bites, and I'm like, what is that? And it was a banana. I can't even imagine. The bruises on a banana are the grossest thing that happens to food. They're so weird.
And when you want them for banana bread.
Okay, calm down.
I've always heard that.
You knew that.
Bananas are the most purchased item in the produce department, and among the most purchased items in the supermarket overall. They are behind bread, eggs, meat, milk, and coffee.
Huh.
A couple of basis fun facts. The Vatican once sent an investigator to determine if the rumor about Shirley Temple being a 30-year-old dwarfism posing as a child was true.
No, because she grew up.
Father Masante made a little visit to Shirley, discovered that she was, in fact, a child.
Yeah, you want to watch some weird stuff. You think that what was going on at Nickelodeon was bad. Go back and watch some of that old Shirley Temple stuff. She was like a six-year-old playing a courtesan, and a seven-year-old businessman was in her dressing room, and she was undressing in front of him. And there's some stuff with Shirley Temple. Go on YouTube and go, Shirley Temple, the dark stuff. Trust me, it was what they were pumping out. Not like that, yeah. It was what they were pumping out to the general public, but there was a deep-seated creepiness to that nobody really, you know, dressing her up all sexy, and she had a bra on in this one scene, and she starts to take it off, and the little boy goes, yes, yes. I'm like, what is I watching here? This was fun family fare.
Every baseball that's used in Major League and minor leagues is rubbed with a special mud from New Jersey before it's shipped or used in a game.
Hmm.
I think we might have done this one. Italy, Germany, and England call syphilis the French disease.
Yeah.
Russia calls it the Polish disease. Poland calls it the German disease. Denmark and Portugal call it the Spanish disease. And finally, Turkey calls it the Christian disease.
Yeah. Well, they narrowed it down. They didn't get specific to a country. That's why the great line in Gangs of New York, when Bill the Butcher said, you got that broad up there all Frenchified. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's syphilis to him. You know what's crazy about that? There's Frenchified women listening right now.
And men.
Probably.
Yeah.
If there's a woman, that's probably a man, both Frenchified. And you know what's even better? Thinking about that, just the dominoes falling. A couple of you don't even know you got it yet. But that...
A couple of you don't know you're going to get it.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Yeah, a couple of you don't have it yet, but it's
start researching Valtrex. Mm-hmm.
Pardon the pun. It's coming. That's herpes.
Oh, that's the wrong one?
Yeah, Frenchified syphilis. That's different.
Yeah. Can you get cured of that, or are you just go crazy?
Sure, antibiotics.
Isn't that how Napoleon died?
They didn't have it yet.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Wasn't treating it.
Yeah.
Capone died from
Capone.
It.
Capone had it. They didn't have good treatments for it. He could have gotten fixed up, but... Hurts to pee, get a shot, goes away. But syphilis. Never had it. Don't want it. I've seen people with it, though. And oh, my, the screaming from the bathroom.
You're like organic. Never had it, never will.
Never had it, never will. Yeah, I'm the aisle at Safeway that has wood floors.
Yeah. Airline experts are saying that the reclining seats on airplanes is in the process of being phased out for good, for economy class, at least.
They're not even going to let you sit back three inches?
Multiple reasons. The main reason, the seats that don't recline are lighter, which keeps fuel costs down. They don't need the mechanical parts, less maintenance.
Well,
they'll squeeze another row of seats.
Well, I was going to say, the American passengers are making up for what you're saving on weight with the chairs.
Yeah, I don't think that's an even trade.
No,
I think.
Like maybe in the 70s, if they just decided to go with lighter seats, they save fuel. But right now, you can lighten up the seats all you want. Bertha's still getting on that plane and screwing up the ratios.
A new poll found that most bosses think their employees are doing great when it comes to avoiding burnout at work. But when you turn around and ask the employees, different answer. 89% of the managers say they think their workers are thriving right now, but only 24% of those employees agree.
Right. Gave them video games and bean bags and non-traditional offices, and they're still complaining.
They're moving that stuff out now.
Because it didn't work. It made everybody kind of lazy and bitchy.
And it takes up a lot of real estate.
Get them back in there. The gray cubes. Come to work. Do your job. If you're not happy, find another job.
The Wall Street Journal just did a big write-up on how farmers have started using Axe body spray to prevent male sheep from fighting. Someone realized the smell is so strong, it masks the ram's natural pheromones.
Oh.
It's a trick that's apparently been filtering through the sheep herding community for several years. A specific scent called Axe Africa is supposed to work.
The Axe body spray?
Yeah.
No kidding.
It also is marketed under the name Axe Kilo. So if your sheep can't get along,
axe them.
Axe them. Maybe try it when you go out to the club, too.
I thought it'd be a bunch of bros that's a spray up, and they're all like, you know,
that's what I thought too.
Buffing out.
Yeah. Makes them douchebag rant.
So they're saying that's maybe put it on before you go out to the club. Yeah. You don't bow up against another bro.
No, I'll take my chances on that.
Yeah, you're not going to fight another bro ram. What is that? Africa?
You mother...
No. I think you smell like Africa. You mother... You got to change the name.
Bruh.
That dude over there smells like Africa.
Ugh.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
I don't think the majority of people imagine a nice fruity citrus smell when they say smells like Africa. All the pictures I see, that's the scent of poverty. Oh, come on. Like you get a lot of good shots of Africa. Not here in the States, we don't. Call it propaganda, but, you know, Janie, my African friend, tells me not only do you get the when you go in to get water for cooking, you go down to the river. It's also the one you bathe in, the one you take a in, the one the hippos are in.
You just make sure you go upstream, John.
Yeah, make sure it's circulating.
There's another tribe upstream.
That's true.
You better start.
It needs to be running.
You better start at the spring, man.
There's a 35-year-old dude, Antonio Rosario. He was arrested after he flew into an unhinged rage at Dunkin'. New York City. It was a while back. A worker called 911 and explained that it started when Antonio demanded 6 pumpkin donuts, but they only had 5 to sell him. They told him there's nothing they can do about it. He wasn't having that.
Right.
The worker said, he's screaming in our face, telling us you're going to effing die if you don't make it.
Duncan's good. It's their own fault.
At one point, Antonio stormed out, and he came back with a gun. Thankfully, no one was hurt. Cops showed up and arrested him. He did have a loaded semi-automatic gun on him. He's facing up to 7 years in prison, partially because he's a convicted felon.
Can't have a gun.
Nope. He was already served time twice before, once for attempted murder. He just pleaded guilty.
Always donut-related, or is this the
Not
first
sure,
time he dabbled in the donut deaths?
Why does this keep happening to me?
Sorry, sir.
Last time I didn't get the donuts I wanted, people died.
How come Dunkin' runs? Sometimes you go in and like, we don't have any donuts.
It's all you do.
I've been to Dunkin' Donuts. I was in Toledo, Ohio at Dunkin' Donuts, walked in, and there wasn't a donut in any of the cases. I'm like, where are the donuts?
Stores make them.
Close the door then.
I don't care. You got to order better. There's that box should never be empty. That's all you do. It's like going to Safeway and all the shelves are and we don't have any groceries. Where'd you do? I don't know. They're gone. Why didn't you lock up? Put up a sign.
In Germany, a big ruling has just gone down for Oktoberfest. No weed allowed at Oktoberfest in Germany.
Starting, just beer only.
Yep.
Well, that whole no weed anywhere rule has always been kind of like a, okay.
It's legal there.
Right.
You can have still up to an ounce, but they said not during Oktoberfest.
Okay. Still, people who have weed have found ways around that law for all of weed's existence. So,
John, when I was in Somalia, I know, the whole country smells like piss.
Yeah.
There's a plant there that blooms and smells like cat piss, and it is everywhere. It soaks into your clothes, man. Not a good scent.
I asked Jenny once, I'm like, what would be the first thing I thought when I got to your village? You would be overwhelmed by the smells. Like, really? Some are quite sweet, but some are terrible. And I'm like, were you overwhelmed when you got to the United States? And he said he was. With joy and food and stuff like that. So Africa's horrible. It's a nation that the most commercials you see are trying to feed people or war. I don't ever see like, oh, this awesome thing happened in Africa today. I'm sure good things happen, but I don't see them. The only time I get any footage from Africa, a lion's either attacking a safari jeep or there's some warlords taking rice out of the sky.
Maybe that's part of it. Maybe it's the smell of a freshly gutted zebra on the plains.
They gut the zebra?
A pride of lions is just going to town on it.
Could be.
John, the U.S. military is the prime importer of penicillin and the prime exporter of syphilis.
Yeah, it's good for them. Good job, boys. Hoorah. Excellent work.
Penicillin, he says, takes care of it right away.
Yeah, it knocks it. I had a friend of mine, Adam. I was at his apartment in 1994, and he went to the bathroom. What's going on, man?
Oh! It looks like coffee!
What looks like coffee?
My pee!
Next day, he was fine.
Oh.
He said it had hurt.
Coffee.
Yeah, he said it hurt a couple days earlier. And then that moan came out of the... It was hilarious.
How do you know it wasn't bladder infection? That sounds like bad.
We knew.
Pipe cleaner.
Adam had a game he used to play to see how if he could... What, the biggest pair of underpants he could bring back to prove to us that he was with a big girl. He would win every week. Just putting these boat sails up, going, this one I met over at Fat Tuesdays, ironically.
He took
but that
16
noise,
candles, personally.
I think Grant Steinbrugge was on the couch, and there was another guy. The apartment. He had to wake everybody. We were dying.
Got a couple of radio videos. First one's a girl working out. She's kind of jumping over a little pole that she has on one of those step boxes that you jump up on.
A plyo box.
Plyo box.
See what you
That's
got.
That's it.
All right, there you go. It's a gym. It's gym equipment. That was going to be tough for him. All right. Leaping up on a little. Up. Leaping over the stick. Oh, that's a bad exercise. She's got a stick just resting gently on the plyo box. If you hit it, you're going full on Lucille Ball on that.
Whap!
Slapstick comedy at the gym. She hits it and it smashes her right in the face. That's not what you're supposed to do with those.
Brady.
I have another celebrity death. I didn't know this.
Who is it?
Clarence Frogman Henry.
Frogman.
Died April 7th.
Oh, I've heard this guy before. Are you awake, Kirby? Good. Daddy's got jokes for you.
Don't look at me with that
face.
You're the one that played it.
Yeah. Don't look at me with that smile.
He's
like the world's...
The triad.
He's the third one with OJ and Whitey Herzog.
And Whitey Herzog.
Yeah. That, I'm almost banning you from
last
society.
Last one.
Getting close.
Mobile Evil Knievel. This guy is hitting the ramp while the truck is
running. Little GTA action here. There's a truck with a ramp on it. It's moving towards him. Here comes the motorcycle. Oh, yeah. Way up in the... Oh, he didn't land it at all.
Double
leg
jamming.
Did not land it at all.
How did they think physics was going to work?
Way up in the air. And no, just did not. Just did not at all. Now that's a video, Brady. Frogman was a waste of everyone's time. Man.
Wow.
We ended on a high note.
Wow.
I wish I was high.
Yeah. I would have rather have been highly inebriated before Frogman showed up with that happy face. Oh, that's right. Up. I forget again. Brady's got some elderly friends of his parents here in town, so he's got a... That's right.
John, you mean my mom's sister?
That's right. Well, yeah, elderly friends of your parents.
John, in honor of Brady and Froggy, you got to do the Night of the Singing Dead.
Oh, Frogman? Yeah, we'll put the Frogman in there. I'll get him on there. Sure. Well, Brady can do that one.
There you go, yes.
You know, your son does a wholesome fun show, and I didn't know the Frogman had passed, so he's informational as well. The man he works with is a little blue.
11 minutes later.
Oh, my God, this is your fault.
Bot! Right,
here we go. Time to play Bot. This is how it works. You guys are going to now hear the items on Richard's receipt.
Let me see that real quick.
Okay. And we're going to get a number in Bot. I don't even know how. I don't know how Bot works. I don't know what Bot.
It's just their.
I know it's money. I just don't know, like.
It's hard to calculate
the exchange.
When you
And somehow or another, Toledo's got to pay in Bot that he doesn't have.
Because the more you exchange, the more.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, this is not,
that sentence started
it's
bad.
How it works.
That was a little word avalanche. That wasn't good. What are you doing over there?
I got to put it in.
Just got to convert it.
You're doing it on the wrong day.
I am?
Oh,
sorry. Oh, I thought it was today.
Sorry.
It doesn't matter. It's time for the Doug Hopkins $5,000 giveaway. We're going to qualify people right now by giving you some items on a receipt. You guess the exact price. Text 97936. Your guess with just numbers, decimal points, and numbers. Do they have decimal points in Thailand?
They do.
Okay. Is it 5K or is it 5,000
baht. I mean, yeah. If you get this one and you're the winner, we're going to exchange it in baht. All right.
And how many?
Holy sweet Jesus. Is that a thing? There's two decimal points. Is that a comma?
No, that's a comma.
Oh, okay.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
All right, here we go. I don't know what.
My aunt says, tell John I'm not elderly.
Yeah,
not
she
even
is.
Close.
No, you're elderly. How old is she? Brady's elderly, Mary.
By definition.
Mary's, yeah.
That's elderly. Sorry, Mary. It's not always a bad word. You're very mobile and you look great. Live with it. Brady's elderly, for God's sakes. I'm right on his heels. Elderly starts for women, 28. Anyway, here we go.
Good point.
Inspired to 40.
Yep. Here's Toledo's. Now, this is just for how many? This is four people.
Four people.
Four people flying to.
Flying from Bangkok.
All right, hold on, I gotcha. AsianAir.com is where you got this deal.
That's right.
Okay.
Part of their frequent flyer miles now, too, John.
What?
Four guests. I'm going to tell you that the taxes and surcharges on this are 3,120 baht.
Okay.
If you feel like it, I put the exchange rate that day at the bottom of the page.
Four tickets. I'm going to start. Four tickets from where to where? Toledo doesn't even say.
From Bangkok to Tokyo.
Bangkok to Tokyo.
On AirAsia.
On AirAsia.
Sounds horrible.
You can go to AirAsia.com and try to figure this out.
Better than...
Evidently, it's in Thai baht. The taxes and surcharges are $3,120. The cost of the tickets... I don't know what their tax rate is. Then there's add-ons. Your checked baggage. You're going to have that.
Yep.
I'll tell you, seat add-ons. I don't even know. Otherwise, I wouldn't give you.
It's a little bit like...
It's Allegiant Air?
You have to pay to buy your seat. Well, United did that, too, for us on the way to
All right,
Tokyo.
I'll tell you this. Your seat add-on for four seats, just to get the seats in the ticket, are 2,235 baht. We haven't even gotten to the ticket price.
Right.
I'm going to tell you this, Brady. In Thai baht, his four tickets with taxes, surcharges, and add-ons... is somewhere between 14,500 baht and 59,300 baht.
That's right. Thousand. I'm a big baller.
Yeah, that's right. You are balling. This bill had to make you feel like you've made it. Toledo pays baht. I can get that in one. I don't even have to split that charge on the credit card. Now, if you want to go to the Thai exchange, you can do that on the internet, too, and try to figure things out, what a normal ticket from Hong Kong to Thailand is or whatever.
And today's rate is lower than what I paid on
this is a. I'll tell you this. It's a five-figure answer. Somewhere, I'll just narrow it down, between 15,000 baht and 60,000 baht. Brady, what's your guess? He has 51,045 baht and 95 baht cents.
So 51045?
51045 yes. is what he's got.
A little high, Bob.
I'm going to say Brady's up there a little bit. Mm-hmm. So now we've narrowed it back. Somewhere under Brady's 51,000.
So you're flying on benches. You don't even have seats.
Well, if you don't buy the seat add-on.
It's a good airline.
Yep.
I just think of Eddie Murphy and the Golden Child flying to Tibet. Yeah. That's how I figure AirAsia
being. No, to be fair to Toledo, they're on TV all the time. I see AirAsia almost every episode of Air Disasters. Now, is West Wing Level 4 the guy's name flying the plane, or is that actually where you meet? It says West Wing.
That's where he's sitting.
That's I think it's who he's sitting by.
He's on the way back.
Hi, West Wing. Oh, hi, West Wing. I'm Richard. It says, Toledo doesn't have any money. Quit trying to scam us with his receipt. Well, he doesn't have any American money. But he's got
bot.
Thousands of bot. And he's going to fly his whole family over there. All right. Somewhere between 15,000 baht and 50,000 baht.
A couple of people are getting close.
All right.
Don't forget the decimal point, people. Yes. Everybody's doing just a
five-figure answer there. 15,000 to 50,000 baht. Somewhere in there. We'll narrow it down later, but my God. I don't know what a baht is, but it's costly. All right, Brett. Give us that video.
All right.
Well, people, text away, 97936.
I got some short ones here, but right. We'll start with this one.
Oh, okay. Morons hanging out of the side of a car.
Mooning
his ass out. He falls right out the window on the freeway. He was going to moon, but he's too skinny. And when he gets to the side of the window,
he doesn't have anything to hold on to.
The wind picks him up like a sail and moves him right out of the car. Don't moon like that. I remember I learned the word kunkel from, kunkel was a word I used or learned when my dad's friends got drunk at a Steelers game when I was a little kid and they were driving us back to Morgantown. And his friend Ron goes, and he put his ass out the window, and everybody goes, your kunkel's out. I still don't know what it is, but evidently the whole kit and caboodle flew out the window upside. He was evidently beastly. I didn't understand sizes at that time. And the whole thing just flopped right out the car window, and pulling him back in was difficult.
Like truck nuts.
Oh. Yeah, on the side of the car. Yeah. And evidently his package. And they laughed. Almost a full 2 hours. Back in the late 70s, it was different. Your parents would get drunk and drive you around. You sat in the back of the pickup with your new uncle.
There's one of those bad OSHA videos.
Oh, OSHA. Oh, guy in the bottom of a ditch trying to put a pipe in. And he's the only one down in this ditch, probably about 15 feet into the earth. Oh, the Walter came in. The Walter's came in. Oh, they've got to dig him out of there. It's going to cost a lot of baht to get that guy out.
They wanted me to play this one for Brady.
Okay. Somebody abusing food?
No.
Better not be.
Oh, not abusing food, no. Oh,
that's a guy. Legless
he got
whacker.
He's legless and he's at a
under
bus stop.
Smokey the Bear poster.
Yeah, there's a Smokey poster and he is. He looks like Sammy Hagar with no legs.
Who's the artist looking down on his t-shirt?
He's got a t-shirt. I think it's Luther Vandross.
It kind of looks like
he has
that.
And it looked relatively new.
It did.
Somebody just threw him a Luther shirt.
And he's looking down. Luther's looking down.
Cover that nonsense up. Here's my Luther shirt.
This broad's going to have to hit Action Ride.
You know what they should do? Ride. If that is Luther Vandross, is put Dance with My Father on that video.
Oh, God.
Well, that legless man whacks off. All right. I've never seen that. Oh, riding
a
bike. She's on
a
course. She's jumping. One jump. Missed.
Oh, man.
Does she get. Oh, she eats it. She didn't get the gold medal that day.
No. Nice butt, though.
Wow, she bikes. It's too bad she can't feel anything from the waist down anymore.
Yeah.
What a waste of a nice ass.
It's a flat road.
Paraplegic. It's the Stephen Hawking race.
Wow.
Girlfriend in a shopping cart, and they push her down the road.
It's like in New Orleans or something.
Slams her into a light
head first.
She's dead. Oh, man. Shopping cart races with what you thought would be an easy, light girlfriend, but all right.
Oh,
Here's a car accident on a freeway and something.
Oh, that's an avalanche.
Yeah,
avalanche.
Boulders.
Oh, boulders man, just
look at that car, though.
Wow. Just crushed people on a freeway. Well, geez, Brett, you've killed a lot of people today.
You think they'll total that one out?
Yeah, I don't think Shane Orlando's going to fix that one.
I get it. I'll rebend the frame, make it right.
And I'm
let me
handle
your insurance company.
This was titled Mexican Wind Tunnel.
Oh, okay. No.
Oh, no. I know. I don't like this at all already. All right, here we go. Oh, it's a bunch of butts stacked on top of each other. It's six women.
One out of six, maybe.
Stacked in three, and it's just a...
Keep watching.
No!
Oh, start.
Oh, you can only imagine that the Mexican Tabernacle Choir is throwing up a little bit. Top one is drippy. One of them is super duper drippy.
Top one's out for the future videos. Nice.
No. Oh, man. Sesame Street is different in Mexico.
I can take that better than the whole speech.
Oh, no.
The drip part.
Okay. Uno, dos, tres.
Yeah, the Mexican count is, we're going to count to six today. Stack the butts. One, two, three.
So Urban Dictionary has a bunch of options for your kunkel.
Yeah, what is a kunkel?
First one is either an uncle who is very close to your own age or a cousin who is much older than
like
you.
Like a cousin uncle.
And then let me give you the use it in a sentence version of this one. Her kunkel was like a wizard's sleeve made of 4-inch thick steaks.
All right. Yeah, see, there you go. I think that's what this guy had is a wizard's sleeve for a wiener, and they called it a kunkel.
Jeez, you can see her kunkel through her jeans.
So it's mostly for women. Not when Ron hung it out of the car window somewhere between Morgantown and Pittsburgh.
Oh.
His kunkel was out.
Kunkeling is the action that occurs when your knuckles force your nails into the side of a woman's vagina.
All right. I'm just going to delete you for a minute. That's just disgusting. You're disgusting. You've done this long enough to know you can't
read that. Follow
that up
after those butt loogies we just watched?
Yeah. We just watched six butts chew in Copenhagen, and you want to... Followed up, man. Take a lap. All right. Try to guess that thing right there. It's Doug Hopkins, price guarantee.
Anyone close?
You got anybody yet?
Like three people are close. Nobody's in yet, though.
Hong Kong to Thailand
and
somewhere.
There's a lot of people still putting it in American dollars with four figures and a decimal point.
How long is that flight, Hong Kong, to where you're
six
going?
6 hours.
It's 6 hours from Hong Kong to Thailand?
Not Hong Kong. Bangkok.
I don't know where you're going.
Same thing.
Wow, that's still
all looks like
over there.
Completely different.
Bangkok to Thailand.
Thailand.
6 hours.
6 hours.
And you're flying Asia Air.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you right now, the taxes are 3,120 baht. Somewhere between 15,000 and 50,000 baht is the answer that could get you on stage winning 5,000 American dollars like a decent human being right there at U-Fest next Friday night. Easy peasy. Simple stuff. There you go. That is your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98 KUPD.